So 20 years ago, I wrote a Sip and Puff wheelchair command simulator, and this is the updated version. Basically, it's using an open source Linux project called Super Tux Cart. And basically, we to the right of the screen, you're seeing this little white box with red lights. Inside that box, we have a wheelchair Sip and Puff module from the old Invacare actuators that gave you four digital signals for the different commands. We have a microcontroller that reads those commands, and then it applies the wheelchair logic for left, right. So the soft sip and the soft puff are the left and right commands. A hard puff is for forward. Another hard puff would latch you into to a faster mode of forward. So we can use this with our patients early on in the rehab process. So in the intensive care unit, we'll roll this in before they're ready to get in their actual chair, and they can go ahead and begin that motor planning of what is that soft sip, what is the hard sip, and to really learn to distinguish. And for the younger folks, this is a fun thing. For some folks where the game is intimidating, we can turn the computer off and just use the box on the right, and that has use because it gives that feedback. So I just wanted to toss that out there. The output from the microcontroller, after we've applied the logic, the output goes to a basically took a keyboard and ripped out the circuit board, and I just wired into the up arrow, the left arrow, the right arrow, and the down arrow, and it plugs into the Apple computer with the USB connection. So it just looks like a keyboard to the Macintosh. Another project was on the listserv, so I thought I'd bring it up. But this is a client using the Impulse switch, and I wrote some computer software for him so that he can drive his wheelchair using this switch. So using the EMG signals off of his forehead, you can see the slight movement there. He's using Words Plus to do his scanning and his language creation. And then he can switch over to a custom application that I wrote. That application controls a USB relay module. It was from a company called IO Access. And so basically it was a Visual Basic program. He pulls it up.
I am going to order pizza online. You should film that.
And this is the scanner software that you see on his screen. One of the challenges was to get it to scan fast enough for him. I mean, he's just, you know, I can't do it that fast, but he definitely can. With this solution, he's able to run two companies. He visits his daughter at the University of Georgia at family night, gets out there, nothing stops him. We originally wrote the system for a fiber optic switch off the eyebrow.
I have a spatial movement and one finger. If I have access to my computer and chair, I am much more dependent than most nonverbal quadriplegics. If not, I am as helpless as I am able. I can change and control my environment. The Impulse has dramatically improved the quality of my life by eliminating frustration, increasing my productivity, increasing my speed and accuracy in all activity.
So basically, the Impulse, the EMG switch, what it offered over the fiber optic switch was auto-calibration. His dad had an issue where he collapsed one evening, and he was real good at setting up that fiber optic switch. There was adjustments to the sensitivity, there was positioning issues, and it was very difficult. His caregiver could do it, but again, that wasn't always consistent. With this switch, you can pop it on, it auto-calibrates, and he's in business.
Thank you.
the nice thing is at night, too, it's a switch that you can't lose. So if you activate it and hold that signal, it activates an alarm and you can get some help. So it's some...
Whether it's the electricity or...
So here he's running this business meeting. It's just cool as all get out.
To reach $1 billion in sales, it took eBay and Yahoo 7.
If you want to buy energy from him, his website is energyforals.com.
Retire in 12 months. Would you commit to working hard part-time for a year? Chris, the next poster, please.
Okay, thank you.